So back in the mid-1700s, there was a fella named Thomas Rousel who lived at what's now Point Leamington. And like a lot of these Beothic stories, you'll find that they take place on the rivers or near the ocean, because that's the point at which the worlds of the European and the Beothic sort of met. It's where they crossed. So the setting for a lot of these stories is, like I say, along the rivers or by the sea. And this guy, Thomas Rousel, he was famous for having killed Beothics. Whenever he caught them along the river, he'd shoot at them. Or whenever they were at his nets, he'd shoot at them. When he was out in boat, he'd shoot at them. You know, he was a famous Beothic harasser. By some counts, he might have killed over 70 Beothic by himself. But anyway, one day when he went to haul his nets up the brook, he met a bunch of Beothics and got pincushioned with arrows. His buddies found him the next day, dead, of course. So then his brother George, still back in England at the time, inherited the fishing rights along the rivers in the western part of Notre Dame Bay. Now, when George came over to take over these rivers and the salmon fishery in them, he knew two things. The first one was that he couldn't live where his brother lived. And the second one was that he was going to have to be nice to the Beothic. So he moved in to what's now South Brook at the bottom of Halls Bay and built himself some salmon weirs along the river. And he became famous for having good relations with the Beothic. It was not uncommon for them to be at his salmon weirs and net salmon and go off along their way. But apparently, they'd come down to the river and they wouldn't just take the salmon, they'd call out to him. But apparently, they couldn't say his name, Rousel. It's like they couldn't say the L sound, so they'd call him George Rouser. So they'd call out from the brook, "Rouser, Rouser." And he'd come out, and he'd see the guys, and he'd just give them a wave, and they'd, you know, spear a few fish and show them what they took, and he'd just wave again, and they'd go on. And yeah, he lived there to be an old man, right, in South Brook. And it's interesting because years after that, when William Cormack is hiking across Newfoundland trying to find what's left of the Beothic, if there's any of them left, they actually stopped at South Brook and stayed with descendants of George Rousel. And he didn't get any information from them. And I don't know why. It might have something to do with, like, this was an outsider, maybe, or they thought it was some type of witch hunt, you know? Because a lot of the rhetoric from the crowd in St. John's and the merchant class, illiterate class, was that it was these, like, savages out in rural Newfoundland who were killing the Beothic and butchering them, right? So I think they might have been aware of this. So he didn't get any stories from these people at South Brook. And he leaves a note behind in one of his journals. He says something to the tune of, "I shouldn't have expected to get any information from these men because they're of the very families that have been slaughtering the Beothic for years." Like, he didn't know that he was with people descended from George Rousel, who was notorious for being nice to the Beothic, right? Having a good relationship with them. So who knows what he could have got if the situation was different that night, right?